Sonny, I understand today you are tipping off with pro basketball.
Kim, the Cleveland Cavaliers defeated the visiting Golden State Warriors 96-91 to take a 2-1 lead in the National Basketball Association Finals. The Cavaliers were again led by superstar LeBron James, who scored 40 points, grabbed 12 rebounds, and passed for 8 assists. LeBron has scored 123 points during this championship series, the most ever for the first 3 games of the NBA Finals. LeBron says he and the Cavs were fired up by the sellout crowd of 20,562 at Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland.
They were unbelievable from the start to the finish. And, we fed off them. And we just try to give it all back to them for 48 minutes. As loud as they were, they need to go home now and start soaking up a lot of tea, drinking a lot of tea for the next 36 hours, whatever the case may be, because they need to be just as loud Thursday night. So I need you guys to get those voices right. But they're going to be unbelievable Thursday night as well. Those guys, everyone, they're amazing.
Meanwhile, Warriors star Stephen Curry, the league's most valuable player, was not amazing for much of Game 3, but he came alive during the fourth quarter when he scored 17 points, almost helping the Warriors rally from a 20-point second-half deficit. Hey, Steph, what changed in the fourth quarter?
We became the aggressors, just like the last 2 minutes of Game 2. For us to win this series, we have to play that way the whole game. We have the depth, we have the talent to do it, whether we're at home or on the road. So no excuse why, for 3 quarters we were kind of, I think we were playing hard and we were into it, but there are no results to show for it and you can't really, get any spark. So especially on the road, we have to play free, have fun, and be the aggressors if we're going to win this series.
If Steph Curry and the Warriors are going to win this best-of-seven-game series, they'll also have to slow down Cleveland's Australian guard, Matthew Dellavedova, who has frustrated Curry with his pressure defense. Dellavedova also delivered offensively in Game 3, scoring 20 points and earning praise from LeBron James.
Well, I know one thing I'm going to count on Deli as always is how hard he's going to play. He's going to give everything he got, his body. He's going to throw his body all over the place, and he's going to compete at a high level for how many minutes he out on the floor. Tonight it was 38 and a half minutes, and for 38 and a half minutes he gave everything he got. And it was great to have someone like that out on the floor that's willing to sacrifice everything for the better of the team.
Cleveland Cavaliers basketball star LeBron James. LeBron and the Cavs will host the Golden State Warriors Thursday night in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Cleveland leads the championship series 2-1. It's a safe bet that LeBron will one day be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's take a short break now for this important message from a Congolese giant who will be enshrined in the Hall of Fame on September 11th.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
The Voice of America.
VOA. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Today, Wednesday, is a rest day for the 24 teams competing at the Women's World Cup football tournament in Canada. Players will take the field again on Thursday when 4 games take place, including a clash between Ivory Coast and Thailand. Tuesday's action saw 4 close games as France beat England 1-0, while Colombia and Mexico settled for a 1-1 draw, allowing the French to grab first place in Group F. A 2-0 win over South Korea put Brazil at the top of Group E early in this tournament, and Spain and Costa Rica each picked up a point as they drew 1-1. Meanwhile, in New Zealand Wednesday, the first knockout stage matches were played at the FIFA Under-20 World Cup for men. A matchup of West African nations pitted Ghana against Mali for the right to advance to the quarterfinals. A great performance and goal by Malian keeper Jigi Jara and three wonder strikes from Jadie Samaseku, Dudone Bakle, and Abubakar Doumbia sealed an impressive 3-0 win for Mali. The Malian boys will now face a tough quarterfinal matchup against either Germany or Nigeria. Another West African team was also in action Wednesday as Senegal took on Ukraine in the round of 16. A very close-fought game ended in a 1-1 draw after second-half goals by Ukraine's Artem Besedyan and Senegal's Sidi Sarr. So they had to go to a penalty kick shootout, and the Senegalese prevailed. Senegalese keeper Ibu Si was more than ready. Si saved Ukraine's first two attempts, while Senegal made their first three. Ukraine scored on their third try, but Si dived in front of the fourth attempt by Artem Lukevich to give Senegal the win in the penalty kick shootout. So the Senegalese boys will now play the winner of Austria-Uzbekistan on Sunday. The United States, meanwhile, fought through a late red card to defeat Colombia 1-0 behind a great goal from Rubio Ruben. U.S. keeper Zachary Steffen also made a crucial penalty save in the 83rd minute to keep the Americans in the lead. Serbia pulled off one of the most unlikely wins of the tournament so far against Hungary. A stoppage time equalizer from Serbian Ivan Saponjic forced extra time. The Serbians would then go down to 10 men in extra time due to a red card, but they managed to win the game when a cross deflected off the foot of Hungarian defender Attila Talibor and into the net for an own goal. That sets up a quarterfinal matchup between Serbia and the USA as both teams seek to reach the semifinals of the tournament for the first time since the 1980s. Looking ahead to Thursday, well, the premier matchup pits European champion Germany against African champion Nigeria in the round of 16 in Christchurch, New Zealand. The winner will play Mali on Sunday, also in Christchurch.
The best footballers must have dedication and teamwork. And to end malaria, we need this same unity. Malaria stops footballers from scoring and children from learning. Join with footballer Didier Drogba.
Malaria is preventable and treatable.
Join with leaders like President Kikwete.
United, we can beat malaria.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The voice of America.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the voice of America. President Obama, like his counterpart in Tanzania, President Kikwete, is a big sports fan. At the G7 summit in Germany, the U.S. president was asked for his reaction to the FIFA bribery and corruption scandal.
In conversations I've had here in Europe, people think it is very important for FIFA to be able to operate with integrity and transparency and accountability. And so as the investigation and charges proceed, I think we have to keep in mind that although football, soccer, depending on which side of the Atlantic you live on, is a game, it's also a massive business. It is a source of incredible national pride, and people want to make sure that it operates with integrity. The United States, by the way, since we keep on getting better and better at each World Cup, you know, we want to make sure that a sport that's gaining popularity is conducted in an upright manner.
U.S. President Barack Obama speaking at the G7 summit in Germany. Meanwhile, FIFA says it suspended the bidding process for the 2026 World Cup because of the ongoing corruption scandal involving World Football's governing body. At a news conference in Russia Wednesday, FIFA Secretary General Jerome Valka said, and I quote, "It would be nonsense to start any bidding process for the time being." The host of the 2026 World Cup was set to be chosen by FIFA members during a 2017 meeting in Malaysia. It's not clear now when the decision will be made. The United States, Canada, Mexico, and some European countries are expected to be among the likely bidders for the tournament. A U.S. indictment issued last month charges 9 FIFA officials and 5 corporate executives with offenses that include racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. A separate Swiss investigation is looking into allegations of mismanagement and money laundering connected to the awarding of the 2018 and 2022 World Cups to Russia and Qatar. Although he's not been formally charged with any crimes, FIFA President Sepp Blatter became caught up in the scandal and announced he would resign once a new president is elected sometime between December 2015 and March 2016. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to you.